Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church.
Oh,
there with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious dreams of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, Father, we're asking for the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us, so that the words that are spoken this evening, Father, are yours and not mine. And for his guidance to give us greater understanding of this, your word, Heavenly Father, so that we can walk closer with the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the one that brings us and gives us his love and his peace, his healing, and more knowledge, so that we, Father, can make heaven our home throughout eternity. Now be with us, Lord, throughout the remainder of this service, and we ask this in the sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Going to be talking with you this evening from the Gospel of John, Chapter 15. We've been through 14. Now we're going to go through 15. In chapter 14, Jesus was telling his disciples what he would be doing for them. But now here in 15, Jesus is telling them what they would be doing for him. But also, it's bringing us into a greater knowledge of how our relationship with him is and how it's to be. So we begin here with verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Mm-hmm. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the words that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. And may the Lord add his blessing unto the reading of this his word. And now may the Holy Spirit come forth to bring you and I the message that God would have each one of us to receive from this his word. And once again, we thank you, Father, and we give that thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. As we back up here now, to take a little longer and a little slower look at these words, because this is Jesus himself speaking. And you and I need to hear it all, because no doubt we're not walking in all of it. And we need to grow. Because each day is bringing us closer to the day the Lord will come for his church.
Amen.
And we don't know when or what day that'll be, but we need to be ready. Because if we're not ready, we're going to be left behind. And then you know where we're going to be. We're going to be spending eternity sitting in heaven with Jesus, in hell and that lake of fire with Satan and his bunch of demons. I've had enough trouble out of him here on this earth. I don't need to go with him and follow him. I don't know about you, but I don't want no part of it. No part whatsoever. So as we back up here, he begins with a parable in talking to his disciples here. And he's using a vine. He could have used a tree or anything else, but he's using the vine. And he's letting us know, he said, I am the vine, and my Father is the husband. In other words, his Father is the one that is the head of everything. That's what he's letting us know. He's the husband. Like you, if you are a husband and you have a family, you are the head of that family. And that's exactly what Jesus is telling us here. The Father is the head of him. He is the tender. And he'll tend to that vine. He's going to take care of the Lord Jesus Christ. And once we become that born-again child of God, and we become a branch off of that vine, you see, we become a part of that vine. And we have that inheritance with him. So we also, not only do we have the Lord Jesus Christ, and do we have the Holy Spirit, but we also have the Father. We have all the deity of the Godhead with us when we have become a member of his family. Now, he says here too, every branch in me that beareth not fruit is taken away. Every branch, every one of us that don't bear fruit. In other words, we're not doing anything for him. We're not doing anything for the kingdom. We're not doing his work. That's what he's talking about here. Walking as he wants us to walk. You see, we can't just go to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him for his forgiveness, and they just sit down and do nothing. It don't work that way. Because we've become part of that family, and we are expected to be workers in that field. Now, he goes on here in that verse 2 and says, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it. That lets us know he's telling his disciples and you and I that the Father is going to purge us. He's going to take care of us. He's going to guide us. He's going to take some things away from us that we don't need and shouldn't have. And he'll take care of us and give us the things that we do need. That it may bring forth more fruit. You see, that's why he's doing it. So we can do more. Now, if he just leaves us out here and he don't take care of us, then he wouldn't be expecting us to do more because he knows we can't. Because without him, we're no good. And he tells us that. Now, here in verse 3, he said, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. This is the way we become clean, by going through the Lord Jesus Christ, by listening to the word of Almighty God. And how do we hear? We hear by the word. Hearing comes by the word. Because as you study God's word, and I'm talking about study, not just down read it like a storybook, but as you will read it slowly and you do it prayerfully and the Spirit guides you, He'll speak to you as you read it and He'll reveal things that are in that that you would ordinarily just pass over. And that's what He's talking about. Now, here's another thing that our apostate church has forgotten, and it's number four. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me.
Amen.
He's letting us know. You see, we can't do anything without being with Him and in Him. We've got to be a part of Him and He a part of us, or we can't do it. His word's not mine, that's His. He goes on to tell you, He said, I am the vine. So we know Jesus now is the one that we are part of. Oh, now, Pastor, you can't really say that. Yeah, I can, because He does. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. We're part of Him. If so be that we have went to Him, and so be that we have found forgiveness in Him, and His blood has covered our sins. You see, everything has to go through Him. God supplies everything, but it all goes through Jesus. And how do you get it? God gives it. He gives it through Jesus. But how do you get it? How do you receive it? You're sick and you ask God for healing. That healing came through Jesus. Because the word tells us, by His stripes you are healed. But how do you get it? The Holy Spirit brings it to you. See, it all comes in together. He goes on here now in that fifth verse. He says, He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, He can do nothing. You see, there are those that think what I am telling them, that without Him, we are nothing and we can do nothing. They think I'm lying to them. But you see, I'm not. His word tells you that exact same thing. We're nothing without Him. And we'll be lost without Him for eternity. Verse 6. If a man not abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Which is exactly those that are not His. Those that will not accept Him. Those that will not walk with Him. Those that will not study this Word of God, put it into their lives, and bring it to life. He gives you an idea right there what was going to happen. He said, those branches are gathered and cast into the fire. And those that will not accept the Lord Jesus Christ, those that will not walk with God and stand and do what he asked of them to do and keep his commandments, that great white throne judgment will find themselves along with Satan and his demonic army and all of those that are not his, and hell itself will be cast into that lake of fire. You know, and he went on to use four more words after that, cast into the lake of fire. And they are burned. But you notice he didn't say they're burned up. He just said they're burned. Because you see, when you're casting out a lake of fire, you're not going to be burned up to where you don't exist anymore. You're just starting eternity of pain and punishment. 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Let me stop here. You know, we have all made prayers to God and asked for things that we never seen come about. But why? Why? There's several reasons. One, we let doubt creep in, which blocks it. Two, we wasn't sincere when we done it. It didn't come from the heart. And that's where our prayers has to come from. Just word of mouth don't get you anything. It's got to come from the heart. It's got to be meant. That's what fervent prayer is. Prayer that comes from the heart, that is meant and comes from the heart and the spirit of mankind. Or we ask for something we really don't need. We may think we need it, but you see, God knows whether we need that or whether we don't. And he knows whether it would hurt us or not. We don't. A lot of times we'll ask for things that if we had it, would really hurt us instead of helping us.
Amen.
And he will not give that. Let's say you ask him for $1 million today. And let's say he gives it to you. What would be the first thing you'd do?
Amen.
You'd turn to this world out here.
Mm-hmm.
For something that you don't even need, but something that you'd want instead of giving to him. People today don't pay their tithes, and yet they expect to receive things from God. It won't work. Oh, now, Pastor, you're just telling tales now. That you know that's not so. Oh, yes, it is. When you don't give God tithes, pay your tithes, you know what God's calling you? A robber and a thief. And you're not going to get any blessings. Oh, no. No, he No, that just can't be so. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but it is. Let's find out what God thinks about it. We're going to go over here to Malachi. And we'll see. I'm going to start here with verse 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? This was a question that they're being asked. Yet you have robbed me. He said they robbed him. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive. You want to receive a blessing from God? That's the way. I spent most of my life so far in debt that I had no way of digging out. Didn't know what it was to be out of debt. Growing up with my family and all, my daughter sitting right there and can tell you what I'm telling you is true. We didn't do completely without, but there was a whole lot of things we didn't have, and yet I owed every man everything that I could ever rake and scrape, and I worked as high as 3 jobs at a time. And you know why? I didn't then. I didn't know that I was robbing God, because even the churches where I went didn't preach on tithing. They didn't tell me that I was missing out because I wasn't tithing. But now, he says, meet my house and prove me now, saith the Lord of hosts. He says, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive. And I will rebuke the devourer of your for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall be... And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. You see, when we don't do the things that we know to do, in the eyes of God, he looks at us a lot different than even men look. Because when we don't pay our tithes, you're a robber and a thief in his eyes. Oh, well, that was back in Malachi's day. No, he carried forth into the New Testament. You can find it in the New Testament here also. He tells you in the New Testament, bring your tithes and your offerings into my storehouse so there is meat in them. Mankind just don't want to listen when it's something he does not want to do. That goes for women too. I said mankind, because that's the way the word says, mankind. Now, he's told you also, there in 7, that if we abide in him, that we shall ask what we will, and it shall be done. When you pray, do you pray with God's word?
Lord, I'm standing in need of thy healing hand touching me. And Lord, I want you and the Holy Spirit to work with my family. Keep them safe, Father. Work with them. Help those that are walking in darkness to bring them to light. Now, Lord, your word has told me I can come to you in prayer in Jesus' name, and I can ask these things and know that you are going to do it because I'm standing on your word.
I'm standing here, Father, on the 7th verse of the 15th chapter of John. It's your word, Jesus, so I know it's being done. That's why he tells you and I to speak of things that are not as if they were, and they'll come about. If you believe, if you're standing in faith, see, all that's got to work together. The love of God and faith works together. And without the two together, neither one's going to work. It takes both. The love of God and faith for it to work. Now, verse 8, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. You see, we carry a lot of titles. We carry a lot of names.
I carry one title. As pastor. I'm also an apostle. I'm also a saint. I'm also a disciple. And if you are a child of God, so are you. Now, you may not be the pastor, because he may have you working in some different capacity. But all the rest of them, them's your titles.
You can go by any of them. His word, not mine. I just read it to you. So shall, not might or maybe, so shall ye be my disciple. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. You see, we love him because he first loved us. And he loved us when we were not worthy. He loved us while we were yet in sin. And there's no sin he won't forgive except one. We've got a few nowadays that's committing that sin. That's the blaspheming of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. That word blaspheme means to curse, to deny, or to reject. And we've got apostate churches out here that's doing that very thing. And they're teaching others to walk in rejection. Because these churches out here that are telling you that none of the gifts of the Spirit is at work, because that all died when the apostles died, that's exactly what they're doing. They're denying the Holy Spirit's existence today.
Amen.
Now I know that just about everybody here has read this verse, haven't you? All right, this chapter. You've all read chapter 15 of John sometime or another, haven't you? But how much of this did you get at the time as it's being revealed now? Not much, did you?
No.
You see, the Holy Spirit knows exactly what we need. Now, because it was a toss-up where I was going to go this evening. I didn't know until really just a little bit before time come church. Because I had thought about bringing you a message from back in 2 Peter. But the Lord said no. And he kept me here. Now, verse 10, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. As long as we will live this word and walk with this word in our hearts, we are walking in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ and also the Father. But not many are willing to walk in this word today. They have their own way and their own thinking. My will, my thinking don't mean nothing unless it is according to this word. Now, verse 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. You see, if we keep his commandments and the things he has said here, we can walk in joy. And that joy would be full for us, regardless of what would come against us, because he's there with us. Now, 12. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. I don't care how big the church gets. We are to love one another and be always concerned one for the other. That's his commandment. And always be there, willing to reach out and help in any and whatever way we can. Now, God don't expect us to do things we can't do. He knows our limitations. He knows what I'm limited to. You may stand in need and say, well, you know,
I need $10,000. I can't help that. I ain't got $10,000 to give you. And the Lord knows that, see? So, he's not expecting me to give you that. He may give it to you from somewhere else, because he owns it all anyway. But now you might come to me and say, you know, I could sure use a couple of hundred because I need groceries. All right, I can give you that. See? That I can help you with. Now, the $10,000, I can't. But a couple of hundred, yeah. I can help you with that. But the church can. Because, you see, that's what we do with the money here, is to help people when they stand in need of help. Now, 13. Just how much should we love each other? Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. That's asking something, isn't it? For you to be willing to lay down your life to save a friend? But one day it may come to that.
Amen.
In fact, it's going to come for a whole lot of us, and not as far off as what we would like to think. Now, 14. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Now he's calling you a friend. He's not calling you a servant anymore. He's calling you a friend now because you are his, you are doing and keeping his commandment, and you're doing what he asks of you. So he considers you a friend now. Oh, now really? Henceforth, 15. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. The Lord Jesus Christ is not giving you and I something he hasn't received from the Father. And now we are friends with him. Just look how many things we've become since we've become a child of God. Now we're friends with him. We're brothers with him. We're heirs and joint heirs with him. We're disciples. We're saints. And whatever else he calls you to get into. Some are pastors, some are evangelists, some are deacons, some are teachers. Just depends on what he called you for. Now, 16. Here's something to surprise you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Whatever we ask in Jesus' name for the Father.
But we have to be that friend. We have to be that one that is doing what has been asked of us. And moving closer each and every day until finally we'll move close enough to one day to step out of this life and over into the next. And just go on to be with him. We call it dying. But I'm not going to die. No. But one day I'm going to move. I'm going to step out of this temple and into that heavenly body, that heavenly temple. As the scripture says, celestial. I'm going to step over in that celestial body and go on to be wherever I'm going to be. And even if you are not a child of God, you are still not going to die. This body will. This body's going to go back to dirt from where it came. But that spirit's going to go back and stand before the Lord Jesus Christ and stand judgment. And then it will go on to be wherever it's going to spend eternity, whether it be heaven or hell. If it goes to hell, it's going to wind up in that lake of fire. Now, these things I command you, that you love one another. That's verse 17. These things I command you, that you love one another. There's been a whole lot in this 17 verses that we overlook when we just sit down and read. When we read like reading a storybook. But you see, these are things that God will reveal to you through the Holy Spirit when you study his word. You take this Bible, and where you're going to read, just as I did when he told me where I was going to wind up speaking from. Opened up my Bible and I laid my hand there. And I told him, Lord, the Holy Spirit is to do the speaking today, not me.
Amen.
To lift up Jesus and not me. But Father, I need that Spirit speaking because without, I cannot do it. And do it right. And I thank him for his word. And I thank him for the Holy Spirit. And as I read that, as I was going down reading that, he was revealing things to me that the Spirit was going to be speaking tonight. Sometimes he'd back me up and caused me to read one verse two, three times to get down in a little deeper into it. Now, I'm going to go through 18 here, and then I think we'll bring this to a close. Well, I may go a few more. Because he's talking about the hatred of the world here. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And let me tell you something. I don't care who you are as a child of the living God. When you go to talking to people about the Word of God, and if you are standing on his word, there's going to be those out there that's going to hate the ground you walk on.
and they will not listen to nothing you say. But you don't let that stop you. A lot of people just say, well, you know, I can give up. No. You can't give up. You keep right on going. He didn't give up and stop, did he? They hung him on a cross. They killed him. And yet, what was his last words from the cross? You know, usually on Easter, I usually preach about the last seven sayings from the cross. There were seven things Christ said while he was hanging on that cross. One of them was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The very ones who was nailing him on that tree, he asked the Father to forgive him. When his last words spoken was, into thy hands, Father, I'm a man, I'm spirit. And he went on home to be with his Father. And that's what we need to be doing. We need to be out here and not wondering who's going to like me and who don't. It don't matter. The one that I won't like in me is the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father. Other than that, if you don't like me, that's fine. I'm not going to cry about it. We wish it wouldn't happen, because I wish that all that would hear this word would accept this word and would change their life and would start living by it and make heaven their home. But I know they're not going to. But I have had some here in the past couple of years that mocked me, laughed at me, made fun of me, told tales on me, that their lives did change to, and them come to the knowledge that what they had been laughing at me about and making fun of me and telling others, he don't know nothing. He don't know what he's saying. Finally came to me and told me, said, you know, you were right. But either way, it didn't stop me. We can't quit. We keep on. And when we get around people, we keep on giving them God's word, letting them know Jesus loves you. Is it always easy? No. And a lot of them will get bored with it. But that's all right. You're doing what God has told you to do. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. He's letting them know, and you and I know, that because we are of God's family, they're going to hate us.
Amen.
Not everybody, but most will at this day and time. They're going to be more turned against you than with you. Even though we know that a great revival is coming. But we don't know where all that revival is going to be, where all this is going to hit. And there'll be places that's not going to accept it. And we don't know that. God does, but we don't. Now,
Remember the world that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. You see, we are to share the word of God with other brothers and sisters of the family of God. Because we all need to grow stronger. We all need to grow more in knowledge. I learn something every day. And a lot of it I've seen before and forgot. Didn't use it very often, so it was just put on the back burner and forgotten. And yet, it brought back to me. Now, but all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. They didn't know the Father. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. You see, it's because of this word of God that you and I will teach today. It brings our sin to light. And it will even reveal it to them. And then they see that we know their sin. They don't like that. And they'll do whatever they can to get rid of us. And as we all know, they're trying. Right now, they're trying hard to get rid of you and I. And that book you're holding right there, they're trying to make it a hate speech book. They've got legislation already wrote up to try to get it through, to make that a hate speech book. And you and I, as the children of God, are domestic terrorists. And they're already calling us that. Now, and he told us, it's because we do. We bring that sin to light. So they've got no cover for it. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. And you see, when they hate you and you are a child of God, when they hate that child of God, they are hating the Lord Jesus Christ. They're hating the Holy Spirit and they're hating Father God. And they walk in on ground that's going to take them straight into hell. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled, that it is written in the law. We find this written in the law. They hated me without a cause. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. But he's also told you they're going to hate you the same way. Just because you are his follower. You belong to him. That's the only reason they hate you. They don't need a cause. That's it. Two verses and we're finished. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. The Holy Spirit, you see, that's why he's in you and I. It is so that we
as we open our mouth, his speech that comes out of us is lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ. It's giving him praise. It's giving him honor.
And you also shall bear witness. And you see, we do. When the Holy Spirit's working through us, we're also being a witness to the fact. You shall bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. Oh, if I had been with him from the beginning of my life, and not wasted so many years. You know, that's one of the greatest regrets I carry today, is the years I wasted. And now I'm into my later years and wanting to do more and more each and every day. I want nothing else from this world than to love him, to love the Father, to love the Holy Spirit, and to love my family and my brothers and sisters in Christ, and to share the word with them and share what I can with them. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for a place that we have here, Father, where we can come to share your word and to be support one to the other and to show our love and our concern, Father, for each other. And so that we can be available, Father, to hear your voice and to hear you as you call each one of us to work. And what that work will be, Father, we know, Father, that you will equip us for whatever you call us for. Now, Father, for your saints, wherever they are in the world, we ask the Holy Spirit to keep them safe, keep them in health, and see to their needs. For Jerusalem and Israel, Father, we pray for them because they're not having very much peace right now. There's thousands of rockets each day, Father, being fired into the land of Israel. Lives are being taken each and every day. Just because it's Israel. Father, we are concerned for Israel. We want to see them with peace. But Father, even more than that, we want to see and to know that they accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, as their King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, Father, our land, this land in which we live, that has took the Lord Jesus out of everywhere, closed our churches down, caused so many to walk contrary to your word, closed their doors, following man instead of following you, Father. But Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to remove from office those that are standing against your church, against the Lord Jesus Christ, against your people, and help us to replace them with those, Father, that will work for the church, work for Jesus, and work to help us to bring this nation to repentance and put our government back upon the law and the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ, so that once again we can be known as a land filled with the word and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, Father, in all of our ways, all of our trials and tribulations. Help us, Father, to reach out to the lost in this world that's walking in darkness, and help us to bring them to light, and that light being Jesus. And Father, we are standing in need of a great revival, so that those, Father, that are to be saved will be saved, Father, and on their way to heaven. Now, Father, as we prepare to separate to go to our own homes, my prayer is, Father, that you follow each one of them. Go with them. Keep them safe. Keep them in health. And Father, I'm telling Satan and his little demonic army to leave those alone. I am commanding them to come out. Leave them. Take that sickness, that disease with them. And I'm commanding this in Jesus' name. And Father, our prayer list is each and every name that is named here. This command goes for each one of them also. It's Satan and that demon that's there causing sickness and disease. It has to go. It cannot stand against the name of Jesus. And in his name, Father, that sweet precious name of Jesus, Kenny Powers, Mark Pavlik, Amy, Amy's husband Tom, Amy and Tom's young son Jacob, Terry Coates, Dennis Breed and his wife Tina, the brothers in Christ, all of them, Father, there in Brandenburg. For Pastor Smalls, Pastor Randy Johnson, Pastor Luke Bess, Pastor Don Hilton, Pastor Alan Thomas, this young pastor, Pastor Will, Pastor Eric and his wife Jackie. Father, for my brothers in Christ there in Pakistan, Pastor Haroon Islam, Pastor Barak Mashai, Pastor Zephyrin Hiron. Father, these all, Father, and the Johnson family, the Lee family, the Branson family, for my wife's family, for my family, for Jimmy Emery, for Sharon Monville and her mother, for Sue, for Palins, for Casey Smith, for Kelly Smith, his wife, Father, for Karen, for Henry Craycroft. All of these, Father, we're commanding that demon of sickness to leave each and every one of these in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we make this commandment. And Father, we're calling it done because we're standing on your word, knowing is when we ask these things in Jesus' name, they will be fulfilled. Father, go with us now. Keep us safe. Keep us all according to your will and your way. In Jesus' sweet, precious name I pray. Amen. And God bless. Remember, Sunday morning, God willing, we can all be together again. And Brother Dennis is going to be bringing us what God will lay on his heart between now and then. So have a great day, a great night tonight, a great day tomorrow, and tomorrow night. Be back with us Sunday morning. Bye-bye now.